Thank God it is Friday. Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Night In. And boy, do I have a treat for you. I have a special guest in studio with me, so I hope all of you Reiki Levin, Chakra Alignin, Universal Gurus are ready, because this woman is fascinating and she is just got an amazing energy about her and just intoxicating to be around. So Becky Dabowski, welcome to the studio with me. I'm so, so, so excited.
Oh, you did an awesome job. That was amazing.
You like
on the
that.
Fly. Yeah.
You did like that introduction?
You did awesome. Thank you.
So Becky is a numerology expert. And for those of you that don't know what that is, I'm going to let her explain it in more detail. I have had her personally discuss my personal numbers with me, and it's been very eye-opening, and it was just a reintroduction to the woman I already knew that I was. And so, Becky, just give a quick, what's numerology?
Great start. A lot of people are discouraged or put on fear of what numerology is, because I think religion is a big, factor to that. Numerology found me, and originally I had studied the name in which we were given at birth, and the characteristics align with the numbers. So the Pythagorean chart is what we use for numerology, and the vibrational frequency that those letters and numbers match is how we go through our life in energy and deciding that song that we're singing from birth. And so numerology is just the energy of positive and negative numbers. And it's a way for us to understand not only our birth date, why we chose to come here to Earth at this specific time, and then the name that we were given, that uniqueness of who we are, why we're here, and really what our purpose is for this life.
So when did you get into it? When did you feel like that was your draw? Like were you connected with that whole numerical world?
Right. So,
because that's what it is. It's huge. And yeah, Specifically for women. She has opened up a whole new world for me. So where was the beginning for you?
My husband, he knew my name the first day I met him. He knew my middle name, to be exact. And of course I was defensive and I was like, who told you that? Nobody knows my middle name. And from then on, it was just listening, and he educated me in what we laugh and joke about, the name game. And I just picked all of that up. And then during my spiritual journey of just discovery in my 30s, I really honed in on the matching points of numerology and numbers and the numerology side of the name and the letters, if you will. So I just expanded. I got a taste of it, and it was so true. I mean, my husband said, this professor specifically is not going to pass you. And I was like, that's impossible. I mean, it just was impossible. And he was right. And it was because of our name frequency, how we perceive, right? The perception of who we are and our lens in which we visualize life, that wasn't a match. And so I ran with it and then really honed in on the energy cycle. It's basically a way of us describing energy, and people can go through all kinds of ways, auras or chakra, all kinds of ways of describing energy. And this is just our visual side of it. So understanding how this number in your life has an effect on the choices that you're making, the cycle in your life, from the month to the day. I mean, every number has a frequency. So when it's a match for you, you're in alignment with it. And so I just ran with it because it rang so true once I paid attention.
Right. Well, and the more I've got into it with you, and the more I've kind of, all the things that you have put in front of me, like, they resonate with me. But, it's funny to hear some people say, like, oh, what's your sign or whatever? And I'm a Scorpio, right? And immediately it's the, all the Scorpion like vibes come out, which I'm not going to say I don't have the Scorpion vibes. I do. But is there something to that?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing we want to hone in on is never pinhole yourself to the label of what a personality type is, or the games that, you know, the employers play, or, you know, what type of, how good of a worker you are, because we really truly are uniquely individuals that totally. There is nobody like you. There's nothing, your experiences, your upbringing, the things that have, you know, gotten you to this point of who you are is truly unique and amazing. It's numerology for me is just honing in on those gifts and really validating people in their journey, meaning they may think they want to do something different in their career, but it's all they know. And then the second we talk about their middle name and the desire of that name or the numbers, right? It's the same. It's just a reflection. It's like a spark is lit up and they run with it. And that is, they just needed that permission. Really?
Well, or that reassurance mm-hmm. of, you know, you're muddy through the day with your day-to-day routine. You just need that reassurance that, yeah, like you've got this amazing part of you that you forgot was even there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. And we've talked about this just with our day-to-day in the conscious of what we're doing. And we sometimes just ignore really our true inner self. And that's where meditation and the importance of quieting our mind is so important and really honing in on the visualization of what we want in this life. And for me, numerology is just a visualization for somebody to get in tune with that inner self.
Right.
It's already there. And I'm kind of at a blank of where we started with the question, but but numerology for me is just, it is still kind of a fun playground that I can express people to show who they truly are.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I found it's fun for me. It totally is. Just given, I mean, I was raised in a very organized religion where there wasn't supposed to be opinions. There wasn't supposed to be anything outside that box, which I felt like really limited me and my identity and what's unique about me. Right. And so it's been so eye-opening, and it's a journey. Just like you said, it is a journey that just, you never stop getting to know yourself. You never stop learning. You never stop, you know, being the example for others. But I think it's harder to stay in alignment than not, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Because mm-hmm. I find that my life is so busy, and I love it when people say, oh my gosh, Ashley, like you juggle so much. Do you meditate? Shit. Really? Who has time? You know, I literally, and it's so hard for me to shut my mind off because it is running so fast. Even in some of the Reiki sessions that we've done and the meditation and stuff like that. Do you know how hard it is for me not to giggle through it?
Yeah, or hear something and you're like, what was that? Squirrel. So,
oh, totally. Mm-hmm. So perfect example. When you did that group Reiki session with us, right? When we're guiding in the canoe, okay, all I could see was my girls next to me and we're all giggling in our own canoe. Do you know how hard it was for me not to come out of that and giggle out loud? Yeah. but I did get a lot out of it. And there's a lot that came from that I still reference too. Mm-hmm. You know, in life, everything's pretty symbolic. Mm-hmm. And so I use a lot of those kid-oriented, you know, meditations that we've done as actually a symbol in my life where you are driving a red canoe. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and you remember that. That's the glory about having a meditation is you can go right back to that point and be, you know, in that safety zone or focused. It's all part of our discipline, right? It's are we disciplined enough to really take on this new gym regimen or this new diet? And right. It really is an exercise of quieting that mind to listen to your inner self, because the answers are there. I'm not sharing anything that people don't already have access to or don't already know within themselves. It's just literally taking the time out to care for yourself,
right,
and to really listen and focus in on, be disciplined enough that little self or that inner self that's here wants to be heard.
Right. So let's define this a little bit, because I am very vocal and I love to share my experiences with people, especially if it's something that just lights my fire, right? And so believe me, I have talked to so many people about when you read my numbers and really reintroduced me to myself. Some of the people, like mostly my guy friends, they're either super receptive or they're like, you went to a fortune teller. Define that, because you're not doing any type of fortune telling. You're not rubbing a Ouija board. You're not doing any of that. How would you explain that difference?
Well, I wouldn't know, because I'm not a fortune teller or a psychic. I do have intuitive gifts that hits, if you will, of just knowing something and you say it. And we all have it, whether that's some type of clairvoyancy or whether you're experiencing a feeling, a thought, an image. We all have that.
Totally.
And that's through self-discipline. Again, like, what is that for you? But numerology isn't anything like that. It's literally describing your vibrational frequency. I like to call it a song. And the song that you chose to come here and sing, you have your own unique song. And that sometimes can be very scary for people, mostly men. Most men that I encounter are the most intuitive. They actually have an empathic, intuitive gift, but it comes across as, you're being arrogant.
Yeah.
You're being judgmental. You didn't give somebody the chance. Or they just sharply say very basic responses. Like, they'll get a feeling when they go into a room and they don't like somebody. That's an energy frequency that they're feeling somebody's connection, right? And that's not a match for them. And they feel really uncomfortable. And there is most definitely something behind that. It's the way men usually respond, with the short, quick, and that's a turnoff, especially if you're not in tune with, where is this coming from? Is this mine or is this theirs? And so I think that's the biggest thing, is numerology is just something not a lot of people know about. So they run with the push off or scarcity. You know, I'm scared. I don't know what that means. I don't know enough about it. So they don't want to look like they're not smart to have a conversation about it.
Right.
It's very basic. I mean, I'm not doing anything. Numerology just happens to be the mode of transportation that I use in describing what energy is around us and within us. And so you can do all kinds of different modalities, but that just happens to be mine. I love working with men because I feel like they are kind of unheard, if you will, of having these amazing natural instincts it's intuitive. It's intuitiveness. But and again, I mean, my husband taught me what I know. He's very, very intuitive. And I trust that more now throughout our marriage versus, you know,
right,
him just being, you know, snapping and saying something. So, you know, I think trusting the fact that we all have that, and women especially can get intuitive hits, but then they become empathic, where they're picking somebody else's stuff up or they're absorbing their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where we can become, yes, it's a bonding moment, but we're not meant to pick it up. And, you know, we can get into careers and why we are in the careers that we're in and all that. But each number has a frequency that is unique into itself. And that's where, when you say you're expressive, that's the three. Most comedians have to have a C, L, or U in them. And that's, they're able to express themselves, whereas other people be like, oh my gosh, how do you get up on stage? I would just vomit, you know? And that's because they don't have that vibrational frequency of expression, communication. And so those positive and negative sides of the number can come out with, if you're not in alignment with yourself and you're fearful of expressing yourself when really that's what you want to be doing, you're going to have a sore throat. You're going to have stuff going on with your thyroid. You're going to have, you know, stuff going on in your body that's trying to communicate to you what it is that you're here to do.
Right. So. And I think that's so fascinating that there is that direct link that most humans disconnect from. They totally do. You know, I had no idea what numerology was until my little cowboy friend comes. I was talking to him one day and he says, well, I'm in this numerology class. And I'm like, what in the hell are you doing now? But he is, I mean, you know him. He's the type of person that you would never even think would be in that frequency. Yeah. And he's, I mean, he's hungry for more. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing to watch that cycle happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even my business partner, you know, when he called me, I hadn't talked to him for a little while, and he was just so excited to call and tell me that he had met you and that you had reintroduced some of the things that he already knew and how it was incorporated into his life now. And I mean, it was just fun to hear the excitement in their voice. It was awesome. And I was like, oh my gosh, let me tell you about mine. let's get a glass.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. Like the fun giddiness that we do have, because I'm just, all they needed was to be open-minded. And that was the potion.
Well, and that's something that they're looking for. That's the thing. I think it's something that we're all looking for. I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are in a state of depression and anxiety and all that kind of stuff, when really they maybe need to step back and meditate, or just ask themselves, how did they get there? And what did you lose along the way? You know, and like I said, I had no idea what numerology was, but it is a fascinating, fascinating just reintroduction.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
it's a playground. It's always fun to just explore. And even I'm learning. You talk about the workshops. I designed the workshops because I thought, oh my gosh, everybody needs to know this. Everybody needs to learn this. And no, Becky has to learn that no, not everybody wants to learn it. Right. They actually want, just give them the answers on the back of the book and, you know, explain to them or show them what they want to know, instead of teaching them or, you know, expressing this long drawn out thing about how to get your numbers and you can do it yourself. And, you know, that excitement for me, really, there's a different person out there for every type of numerology, whether it's just finding out what your year number is. That's all you need to know, or the month. Or
so when you say there's different types of numerology, like, break that down. What am I missing here?
Well, there's depths in which we can use numerology, right? So we can use it in our daily lives. We can use it in our businesses. We can use it just within who our family unit is, who we're here on our soul contracts of, who we're here to learn our lessons from and where we're.
So like, for instance, I have to say this before I lose my train of thought. So like, if I gave you a date and said, this is the day that my business officially started from the ground, like, we could dissect that. Mm-hmm. And okay.
And that foundational number has a frequency in which your business was founded on, right?
Right.
And so we talk about how, and then we can go into other things about the cycle in which each month has a corresponding relationship to that core number, right? Okay. So a lot of people can use it into, like, Mercury retrograde. You've heard, like, don't sign any contracts. Don't do any new things. You know, it's same thing with the numbers. The moon has its cycles. So does the numerology. Numerology has its cycles. And so, like, right now, 2022 is a 6, right? So that's all about our responsibilities, taking on our responsibilities, being the parental role within our unit, meaning in our business and our family, but also, like, clearing off the plate for whatever's to come so that we can take on these new responsibilities and caring for others. As we move into then our month, right, each month then has a number. So we're just finishing out a 9 for March, and we're walking into April as a 1, which is really important for us to get focused. And really, that's quite like the new year, if you will, in numerology, because we're starting over, we're innovation, we're coming up with new ideas. We just got finished clearing our plate with all these responsibilities that we had in March, and we were really focused on the world. And now we're walking into the one where it's, what's your dream board look like? What are you doing this year? Where are you going? What's the new path look like? What do you want to bring into your life? And yes, we do talk about, like, it's in April. Why would you be talking? April's the 4. Well, in the scheme of the number combination, we're starting over. So this is really important for us to get really focused.
It's like a rebirth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And so it's fun. It's so fun. Then now, how does that affect your life path number? And that's your date of birth. And that part is, again, how does that cycle intermix with what you came here to do? So I always, you know, we're in a pivotal moment in our world. And I say, there are a lot of freedom fighters that are coming forward now, right? And some of us may seem like, what can I do? What's my role? What am I supposed to be doing? Well, sometimes that's not our role, but it's our role to support those freedom fighters that feel the urge to get up on the pedestal, to talk, to speak, to express themselves. And it's others' job to support them, be there for them, nourish them. And always everything that we talk about, everything, it's so, so simple. It comes down to love. That's it.
Totally.
And people are like, oh, yeah, that sounds so basic. Well, it should be.
And yeah. It's us that complicates it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Get out of our own way. Put down the shovel. You know, we're all guilty of being in the mind and being in the day-to-day. But really, it just, if you're doing your part, you're sharing love. You're giving gratitude. You're giving yourself your own self-nourishment, the self-care, instead of society's, you know, shame and guilt that they put on or whatever you were raised with. But the core value of your number frequency and how that affects us day to day, it can all be explained.
Yeah.
And so we find confidence in being like, hey, I'm actually supposed to sit out. I'm actually supposed to replenish myself. I'm here to do something else, and find confidence in that, where society's taught us to look at the magazine, look what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Be part of the trend, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And so if I leave one piece of people knowing that, for them to know, is just we're uniquely us.
Yeah.
And really listening to your song on why you're here.
Right.
It's an amazing frequency, and you're here to share that with the world. A lot of people say, well, it's already been said before. It's already been done. There's a million books on this topic, or I'm just one in a million. No. Sound frequency is actually supposed to be heard within a voice. I'm not meant to have clients all over the world, or, you know, millions of clients, because my actual sound voice frequency is unique and to the people that I'm supposed to be there with.
Yeah.
And I'm a match for that. And so are you. And so is everybody else. And it's through our experiences that we've overcome our lessons, our contrast, our the yucky stuff and the fun stuff, that we will help other people in their journey. And you have an amazing experience of your journey and you're learning and sharing that with the world by starting this podcast. I mean, there's so many women that you're touching in a way that will validate, resonate, and it will propel them into fulfilling their mission,
right,
their goal. And it's a ripple effect. They will then, you know, a touch and affect other people around them. And that's really the whole point of us really being here, is just sharing the love and really giving people the nourishment that they need to live a fulfilled life.
Right.
And a happy life. I mean, that's...
So one question I have. So you had told me that 22 is a mastery number. Mm-hmm. Is that a mastery number for everyone or just me?
So 22, there's three master numbers, 11, okay, 22, and 33. 22 happens to be a master builder number.
Okay.
Meaning we're not necessarily there to have to see the whole process or the whole project complete, but we are there to build it. And that's where a lot of people are like, oh, you start one project and you leave another, or, you know, well, my job's actually to build it. I'm a builder. And the 11s are the teachers, right?
How am I trying to say this? So is everyone a 22?
No.
Okay. So explain me at 22.
So it's your line. We'll have to get your numbers out, because I don't know where is your 22.
Me neither.
So
I'm just building something.
She's like, I'm just here to build. So
call me Bob.
You've got a lot of numbers within your house. Okay. And that's your life path number. That's from your date of birth. You've got your destiny, which is a combination of numbers, which is your soul and personality number combined for your name. Those are the numbers that came out of your birth name. And then you have your soul number, and you have your personality. And then you have lessons, which there's no master numbers in the lessons. And you have debts. And so, and not everybody has a lesson that they specifically came here to master. And of course, there's debts 1, 4, 5, and 7 that come from your life path number that is said to believe that you didn't accomplish a lesson in your past life and you're here to accomplish it in this
life.
So anywhere in that lineup, in the house of the lineup, is a potential master number. And where in the significance in that master number is important. Same with your day of birth, the day you were born could be a master number as well, 11/22. So in that process is the layout, if you will, of that number. If you had a master 22 in your life path, then that process is the pavement of your life. How you're going to build your life is important. If it's your destiny, that 22 is important because everything you do in your life, building relationships, building new relationships within your community, business, right? What you're doing here right now, you're building something, right?
Right.
You may not necessarily follow it all the way through into its final existence, but you built it.
Yeah.
And sometimes we lose steam or energy, and there's nothing bad about that. It's that you knew what you came here to do so that you could move on to the next build out. A lot of engineers, you know, a lot of people that visualize building things, but they're not here to be long-term CEOs where they stay with the company and it's all the time. So finding that joy of like, wow, I wanted to quit my job a long time ago, but I just felt so obligated and guilt, you know, ridden because I needed to stay with it. No, actually, you don't have to.
Yeah. Change is good.
Change is good.
Change is good. So that just, I mean, I know that 2022 is a number for me this year, but then, I mean, I'm a Scorpio, so that's also a mastery number. Whew, I'm gonna build the whole freaking building.
And at this, when I say it's your year, this is the year for you to action. It's all about action.
Right.
It's about really being disciplined about your practice and honing in. I always, you know, was like, do we need to spank you? You know, get to work. You know,
right.
It's like, stop slacking. Don't be a procrastinator. Do the work.
Hustle,
you know?
And grind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hustle and grind. But do you think that if more people, like, they knew about numerology, they would be more open to it and be hungry for it?
Absolutely. I think a lot of it's just, we've tucked it away. You know, it's the forbidden. But yeah, it's just a tool. Like anything else, you have access to it. There's no secret to it.
But most people don't. I mean, it's not something that is going to pop up as a banner on Facebook and be like, oh, have your numbers read, you know?
Yeah.
That, because like I said, up until a few months ago, I had no idea
what
it was. But it truly has been so eye-opening for me. And even the Reiki sessions that we have done, the first one that we did, just you and I, that was like, I almost left shaking.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like there, like I had control of my mind, but I could tell you were right there with me.
Yeah.
And so if you were to give someone advice, like, would you say start with, let's just evaluate your numbers and then do some Reiki sessions? Like, is there an order that you would?
I don't give advice, but I would say,
oh, shut
if
up.
You're
you
curious,
give advice.
No, I would say if you're curious, start with what, run to the curiosity, right? So if you're seeing triple numbers, if you're seeing license plates, or you see a sequence of numbers all the time, you wake up at 111, you know, whatever those numbers are, 444, start listening because there's meaning to all of that. But Reiki for me, I only started Reiki to protect myself because when I was in workshops and classes, people were allowed to plug into me, right? I wasn't protected. I wasn't building protection for myself. And energetically, I allowed people to do what I call plugging in.
Yeah.
And people do it all the time. We have energy connections all the time. We have one right now. And I think the biggest thing is I initially started for my own self-care. And it grew because there's such a benefit with aligning our chakras and the energy cycles that we're in our own body, that if we're running on optimum levels, right? I always say, is your tank full, or are you running on fumes, right?
Right.
Oftentimes we're running on fumes and we
For
don't
sure.
even know it. And that could be as simple as having a glass of water. So it's not complicated, but Reiki for me was the solution that I needed to protect myself.
How did it protect you?
So you have energy connections, right? So
For sure.
I grounded myself and I learned how that whole process of energy connecting works. So people weren't allowed to, I could feel them, but they didn't have to plug into me. And when people plug into us uninvitedly, right?
Oh, they, I mean, you hear people say all the time.
The vampires.
I just can't like be Shake around it. That person. Mm-hmm. They just suck everything
the life out of me.
Out of me. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you and I have had a lot of discussions on that where I'm like, I've just literally had to create so many barriers. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like an exercise in my mind where I'm like, if I see a phone call come in, I'm like, take three deep breaths
You're
before
right.
you pick up this phone call because yep. it's going to pull from me.
Yep. Count to 10. I mean, there's a reason for all of these deep breathing and all the process. And so that really is what started me into my Reiki journey. Since then, I've had the most amazing and profound, and I don't need to get all woo-woo on everybody, but because people have different beliefs, but past life regressions are a huge one for me. And it's something that's really spoken to my heart. And again, it found me. And so back to people in their search or in their discovery, if you're curious about something, and numerology isn't going to be for everybody, and you could probably delete this whole podcast, you know, or not make it through the first opening line if you're right. not interested into it, and that's okay. It's if you are, run to that, seek that yeah. out, and just pick up the bits and pieces that resonate to you until you find the momentum. And it may bring you to something else. It may bring you to a whole new modality of something that you didn't know. And that's where I'm just be open-minded.
Well, and there's
come
no
with curiosity.
There's no such thing as a coincidence. Those numbers that, you know, keep popping up, mm-hmm. like, I mean, mine's the 1111. Well, I just had a green light moment. Those are two mastery numbers. Build, Ashley, build.
Yeah, it's really important for us to know that if you believe in the angelic realm or that there's angels around us or that there's another dimension, if you will, they're here with us all the time
all
and they're
the
trying
time.
To communicate, and numbers just happens to be one of them. Seeing money on the ground or feathers or, you know, colors or sounds. It's unique for everybody. But if you're listening, that's the most exciting part for them is that's it. I don't get all woo-woo crazy about, oh, this number means to, you know, get your life in order. You know, it's not that kind of detailed. It's about what that moment that you saw that number is for you.
Yeah.
And what are you thinking about or doing in your life at that moment? And that's where you'll see more of it when you are in alignment. And really what it means when you see those triple numbers or synchronicities, it means that you're in alignment. You're on the right path. Continue forward. You know, don't doubt. Don't be reluctant to move forward. You're encouraged. You're supported. It's very basic.
Well, and
but we like to complicate things, so I get it.
It's the listening thing. You know, you've told me multiple times, listen and you'll see it. So I walk
You're
out,
like, I'm listening.
I'm listening. What are you showing me here? You know, and I mean, I'm sure they're probably like, oh, shut up, Ashley.
You're like, I'm right here.
That's right. I'm listening. And that's a hard part because that's, I think, why meditation is so important is because your body is 100% still. And, you know, as a mom, I've had to have a lot of conversations with my kids about things, you know, dreams that they've had and stuff like that. And my ability to explain it at the time, I know that was not, I mean, I had a little help there, but I go back and I think about how I even explained it to them. And I was like, well, Ashley, were you listening to how you explained that? Because I just pulled something from that, you know? And so, like, my little boy had a dream that it was a crazy dream. But anyway, I had to explain to him about what dreams were and why we have them. And when they come to us and they're so profound like that, where you remember them, that is someone trying to speak to us. And they're speaking to you at a time when you are at your most still, that you can listen, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, but I have to go back and remind myself of that too, where I'm like, okay, Ashley, it was a time when your mind has shut up and you were quiet, mm-hmm. you know, which doesn't happen very often.
Well, because you're busy. But back to the kids thing, the glory, because I know majority of your listeners are moms and they go through stages with our kids where, you know, some of us are in the thick of having teens or whatever, but just to remember that our children choose us. And I think the biggest thing is that they're here to teach us, right?
For sure.
We're really not here to teach them. And I would say so far, 90% of my clients' kids' numbers are a match with their parents' life lessons. So when they recognize that they're actually here to teach us, we can release some of that control and trust in them, right?
But where's that green light moment? I mean, I've had that green light moment with my own kids, but I can't tell you a day or a time or when that actually came about or even sprouted. You know, I know as their mom, I know that they need to teach me how to be the mom they deserve. But the moment that I had that aha, I can't tell you when it happened or when I did just give up the control and realize that it was so much easier to let them be a part of me raising them.
Being there, being present.
Right, right. Because really, I mean, I did have to tell my kids, you have to show me because you are growing up in a completely different day and age than I ever was. You have access to things that I never did. And so some of the things that are being presented in front of you, like, help me out here.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't presented that till I was 30. Yeah. You know, you're 12. So yeah, I
think the biggest thing that our kids can show up for us is obviously when there's heated discussions, right? When we feel really flustered or we're in an argument or everything's heated and elevated. Or when you want to lose your cool and you get into an argument and you haven't stepped out of yourself, right? Because you're so passionate about telling or
you're in the heat of the
moment.
You're
in the heat and you want control, right? Because you feel like you're going to lose control. But if you just take that moment to step back and remove yourself, right? Remove the feelings and remove the fear that usually comes with, well, if you want to go out late or you want to have some freedom, right? What does that look like? And that's where we have to ask ourselves, have I done my job?
Yeah.
That I trust my kids, that I've given them the tools. And yeah. Yeah, you have. And
yeah.
And that's their chapter to write, right? It's their chapter. So I think when it shows up, obviously, when we're comparing our childhood to when I was a kid, well, that's not always the best tool for us to use because we're not actually resonating. We're not connecting with them. And giving them some of that power of, gosh, that must be really hard for you now. How do you handle that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or coming from a place of curiosity versus a place of judgment, right? So all the lower frequencies of the numbers come in the form of gossip, expectations, judgment, and fear, and that control. That's all low vibrating. Gossip is a big one.
Yeah.
If it's not your story, you shouldn't be saying
no.
It. And a lot of our past experiences, right, how we share our story, normally they say you should only really share it 3 times. If you feel on your heart, you should share it to somebody because they will benefit from your story or they will grow from having
right.
that experience, right? It's a connection.
Right.
Really? Don't bring that luggage with you into today, right? We don't have enough luggage racks to carry on everything we've experienced. But I think the biggest thing for our kids is come with curiosity, right? A place of trust. And it's okay. Like there are things they're going to do that, man, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And it's part of why they chose to come here. So the secrets that I share with my clients is you actually get to know why they're here to teach you a lesson. So maybe you come with a little bit more open mind of, oh, wow, I'm missing that 6 in my lineup.
Yeah.
They've got a 6 or it's part of their lesson too, which that means a big, usually we butt heads when we share the same numbers, especially in friendships when we're not quite mature yet. If you have the same numbers, you can feel threatened or you can feel control again of, wow, we're so much alike, it's not fun. But that process in raising our kids is such an adventure because if you can look back and be like, wow, they've just inspired you so much. And, you know, I joke often, I think my daughter has more crystals and she's more woo-woo than me. And she's, you know, she's only 16. But, and again, my son, the same thing. I think that there's so much, like, we just don't ever ask them spiritually what they really know.
Right.
And they're in tuned. You know, they chose to come here in a time of what our world is doing right now. They're so far beyond us. And really, I think they're quite sick of us and our processes. Right. You know, they're tired of school and it's not working. This isn't how they're designing it, and that's right. all going to change. And so I think that there's so much, if we can come from a place of curiosity.
Can you imagine if you ask your kids, where are you spiritually? They'd look at you and be like, what?
What? Get out of my room.
Sorry, what are you feeling right now? How are your emotions? My kids would be like,
I'm annoyed. Yeah.
Have you had some wine? Is that what's happening?
Mine's usually like, Mom, you need to go to bed now.
Mine have past done that too.
Past your bedtime. Night-night.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's so fascinating because it definitely, I know that it helps me definitely be a better mom. And, you know, my core and my compass is my kids. I have the ability to just go like batshit, right? And I mean, I am an adrenaline junkie and I love to touch fire. And I think the whole reason that I have refrained from
getting burned.
Yes. And I'm not going to say I haven't been burned, but I've refrained a little bit is because I know what my core is and I know what my compass is. And thank goodness that I have them, because I probably would be in jail or something. I probably would.
They're the good anchors in your life.
They really are. And yeah. I never would have pegged that at all. You know, when I was in the middle of my divorce and I was trying to get through school and all of that, I've never been so busy in my life. But people would say, I don't even know how you did that. And honestly, I can look back on it and be like, I don't know either. Other than I had two kids looking at me that I never wanted to hear the words come from their mouth, Mom, I'm hungry and I'm not able to provide for him. Or Mom, can we get this? And I'm not able to let them get candy at the gas station or something like that because we didn't have the financial means. And so that's always been my core, but also my grind and my hustle come from that too.
Yeah.
And I think I can recognize that and I think it's beautiful. And knowing myself and what is unique about me, I love the uphill climb. I know that the only limitations I have are the ones I put on myself.
Absolutely.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, and you've built the foundation of having the confidence to know that you have the right tools to get you to where you need to go. And that's, I think, just in general, whether it's your girlfriend supporting you or, you know, your spouse, but really seeking out the tools that you need in your life to use them. We all know if you have a hammer or you have a screwdriver, let's say, there's a million ways to use it. And it's understanding those ways to use it in your life that will benefit you and the people around you. So it's just a tool. Numerology is just a tool.
Well, and the vibration that you talked about, you know, you walk into a room and you can sense when you're not vibrating with someone. It's okay mm-hmm. not to vibrate with them. But mm-hmm. I think when you really truly get to know yourself on that level, you are so aware of everything around you. Mm-hmm. I know I am.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's some people that I will just, it's almost like the taste of dirt in my mouth where I'm like, yeah, that one ain't happening. Mm-hmm. We're not touching that with the 10-foot pole. Have a great Tuesday, you know? And so being able to identify that, I think, is also really a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and a lot of people, the way we identify that is when we do want to ask if this is ours or not, the feeling we get, it comes from our inner, and it's either warm within us and it radiates.
Yeah.
If you want to run and it's repel, it's a feeling of get out, right?
Yeah.
It's a feeling of resistance to go backwards, right?
Right.
So it is truly, if you have that innate gift of being able to feel people, right? There's people who are empathic and obviously there's different ways we can sense people, and it is their energy. It's what they're giving off, right? And that's where, you know, I think people get kind of like, what are you guys talking about, vibration and frequency and blah, blah, blah. It's an energy. It's an energy that we feel.
Yeah.
And some are drawn to it and they want more of it. And, you know, I think the biggest test is like when you leave a room or an engagement with somebody, do they light you up and fuel you?
Yeah.
Are you on fire? Are you awake?
Or when you leave, are you feeling tired and drained? And it's like, whoa, I need a nap. So it's understanding that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You're totally right. It is a beautiful thing to be able to plug, because you plug into yourself ultimately. But
yeah, you're listening, and you don't have to apologize for being like, oh,
yeah,
we didn't get along. She didn't like me. Oh, I don't know why she didn't like me. Well, you're not a match. Yeah. And you're not a match. And so it's okay. We're not meant to do that. And that's where that guilt and shame or insecurities and all those self-worths and all those little things that are low vibrating that can get us caught up in comparing ourselves to other people.
Well, and it's okay to actually have that conversation with yourself, to be like, to just say,
it's okay.
I didn't like that situation that I was in. Or even if you're with someone, you can say, I'm not feeling this tonight. Like, you do you. Yeah. I'm going to remove myself from the situation unapologetically.
Yeah.
Right? And be like, no.
And we don't have to feel bad about leaving the situation or even the relationship. It's just, it's evolved. Or, you know, I think so many of us, especially women, we feel a sense of obligation of building that foundational relationship. And those people, as we elevate, right, as we've grown, as we've changed and become more aware of who we are, gosh, some of those become more of a season instead of, you know, a lifetime.
Well, totally. We have said this multiple times in other podcasts. It's okay if friendships come and go. There's very few that will actually evolve through the stages of life with you. But the ones that do, hold on to them. Dude, they're precious. They're going to roll with you through the good, the bad, and the ugly. But some are not. You know, when it's not working, it's not working. Mm-hmm. It's okay to remove yourself from that. Or any relationship.
Yeah. Well, and I think that goes back to just talking about our spouses, right? Because as we as women kind of get to know ourselves and the inner child that we want to start expressing more of. You and I have shared that, of course. We just, you know, turn into our 7-year-old selves. Our husbands are like, oh my gosh, she's lost it. You know,
Becky, what's going to happen? Roller skates. You need to join our Facebook group. She is roller skating.
Among other things. But I think that support, like, you know, our husbands and spouses, they're hopefully there for the long haul and the long journey. But it's not our job to pull them along or to have them see or pull the blinds up of what we're discovering, right?
Right.
It's really our job. Like if you're reading some awesome book about whatever self-help or whatever you're reading, maybe it's a numerology book, who knows? It's not our job to, you know, show our, this is you. This is what you need. You know, you need to change. This is definitely you.
That's right.
And compare that because they're on their own journey.
Right.
And, you know, you use the metaphor of our meditation that we've done about the canoe. We really truly are in our own canoe.
We are.
Even in a marriage, as much as we want to be like, nope, he's in with me and we're together and we're doing. No, actually, you've designed this to come together, but you're still in your own canoe going down the river. And sometimes they want to, you know, take a pit stop and go fishing or skip rocks or do their own thing. And if we can support them as much as they're going to support us, that's the gift of, I think,
that's
true.
Love.
Yeah. That true unity of there's no comparison or come along with me because I'm afraid I'm going to grow or outgrow you. If it's truly true love, they will be there. And the same for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what's important. You know, my husband was a little scared that I got a little woo-woo spiritual on him. And he was like,
he started roller skating.
Yeah, and I he's like, oh, boy. But, you know, I just kind of went on my journey and he met me in the most beautiful way. And he still does today. He's my biggest cheerleader and my biggest, you know, male supporter of telling. He's like, you need to go see my wife. And I never thought that would come from, you know, my spouse.
Do you think that he was a little nervous about that because he thought somewhere along the line he would lose you?
Oh, absolutely. Most men do. Most men think if she knows or does or changes, she'll leave me. She'll realize maybe I'm not all that great and wonderful and maybe she'll leave me. Or the fear of losing her, right? Like, what do we resonate and connect on anymore? But
I think that's the thing.
So explain this, because you explained it to me, the different last names. Because as women, we stem from our mother's maiden name, mm-hmm. then we have our own maiden name, and then we vibrate at a different frequency when we get married.
Absolutely.
So break that down.
So you'll always resonate and vibrate at your birth name. It's what you were giving. And we have a whole new podcast if you didn't like your name, if you have double middle names, if you don't have a middle name. There's so much value in understanding what a name, how those play out. But specifically with our married name. So you'll always vibrate on that birth name. Doesn't matter. Even if you were adopted, there's a vibrational match with the adopted name and once if you found out like the birth name, right? The married name is when, as we age, depending on how long you've been married and how quickly you resonate with that other name. Meaning some women will be like, oh my gosh, I've been so glad to get rid of my last name. I couldn't wait to take on my husband's name. That expedites the frequency match or the vibrational match that you're going to assume with that last name. That name has its own song, right? That name then changes your numbers. And again, most clients' numbers, you actually accomplish one of your life lessons or you'll have a different lesson, right? So most of the men, when they say, oh my gosh, she was perfect until the day we got married, right? Then all of a sudden she just changed. Well, she assumed his last name.
Yeah.
And we do change.
Yeah.
We do change. And I always say it's a great thing for women because we will always vibrate on our birth name and have that gift of, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever combination you came with on that. And then this amazing new combination. And you do tend to start to take on the traits and the tendencies of what that name represents.
Yeah,
and
but that doesn't mean you're not rowing in your own canoe still.
Yeah, and you're still in your own canoe and you're still experiencing things totally different. You know, I've gotten new letters in my name, new numbers in my name. And my husband always said, make sure you stay with that maiden name. You know, and it's important for us to really hone in on why we originally came here. And from a soul connection, we did choose to unite and come together.
Yeah.
And some of us chose to come together only to have children and to experience a small part of our life. And then we go on to a new journey, but we have that frequency within us.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, there's so much magic. Briefly, my husband, you know, he owns a funeral home. And so we always get to see people's names play out.
Yeah.
Literally, in the thick of the lifeline and what the life and listening to the obituary or the listening to their, you know, life story at the funeral and having a celebration of life and listening to them. It truly is like we get to see it right in front of us.
Oh, on the daily.
On the daily.
Oh, wow.
On the daily. And then the struggles with people, you know, and what they struggled with had they known that this could be a benefit, right? That
right.
they could have honed in on that.
Right.
And some people that lived an amazing life.
Yeah.
Because they were in tune with who they are.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people want to find you, tell them how they get in contact with you, whether it's to do Reiki, to talk numbers, how do they find you?
They can find me on my website. It's Meraki or Meraki for life, the number 4, life. It's Meraki and the number 4, life.com. And, or look up my name, Becky Dembowski.
And we'll also have her all over the Ladies Night In Facebook and Instagram page. And Becky will seriously change your life. So,
so awesome.
So let's raise a glass. What should we raise a glass to?
Change. Right,
change. And embracing everything beautiful and unique.
Yeah, finding the love and joy in your life and sharing that with the world. I think it gets me giddy.
Me too. You know what? Just use your voice, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, like, use your voice for the good.
Yeah.
Understand your own power and your own strength.
Yeah. Sing that song on the mountaintop. That's what we.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. All right. On that note, we are going to sign off. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode. And thank you for coming in with me
today. Thank you.